All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're watching Oilers Nation every day with Tyler Yaremchuk, your one-stop shop for all things Oilers.
Listen, you get Connor Brown on the ice in a blowout game against an Eastern Conference team. You got something there. Let's get into it with the lead. A victory edition of Oilers Nation every day, live from the Sports Closet studio and live on the Oilers Nation YouTube. The Oilers steamroll the Buffalo Sabres. Well, kind of steamroll the Buffalo Sabres. Had a really good third period. We're going to break it all down today on a victory edition of the show. Frank Saravalli is going to swing by in about 20 minutes. Tell us whether or not Salt Lake City's getting an NHL team. Tell us, Frank. We're also going to talk a bit about the man, Zach Hyman, the best UFA signing of the salary cap era. Nuge lovers in the chat. Liam is Asian now.
Hello.
Give me your best English accent right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Liam's off. He's heading out with our friends at Tourism Jasper to enjoy the mountains. So this is our boy Sean Pangs, a writer from OilersNation.com, a new writer at OilersNation.com. Sean Panganiban. Nailed it.
Tyler, you nailed it. Nice. Thank you. Nice. Thank you for having me. First time on the show. People call me Pangs. You could call me that. But if you've been reading Oilers Nation lately, it is Panganiban. It's a little bit of a tongue twister, but yeah, c'est la vie.
Yeah, excited to have you on the team. Jeffrey is in, and he made this joke, and I want to bring it up because we were laughing about this earlier. You haven't seen The Office, but the scene with Asian Jim, yes, that we thought about doing something like that, AB, like dressing him up in Crusaders gear.
All being Crusaders like, gear and not acknowledging that that wasn't Liam for like 5 minutes. I just wanted to commit fully. Liam took all his crew gear.
Can you imagine how confused Frank would have been, like hopping on the show, just being like, what the hell's going on?
Hey, Frank, Liam here.
Yeah. You're going to stick around for the whole show today. You're filling in for Liam Horobin, who's enjoying a nice long weekend. It's going to be a great weekend of Oilers hockey as well with a couple of games. But let's get into that hockey game last night down at Rogers Place. That game did not start out well for the Edmonton Oilers. They were down 2-0 early. It could have been 3-0 early if not for a nice video review. But they really sleptwalked their way into that hockey game.
Absolutely. It was one of those ones where you're like, is Buffalo actually going to beat us again?
Yeah.
But of course, they pulled it off in the third, few big goals. So absolutely.
Yeah. So the start, not great. JJ Paterka was about as wide open as a player could be in an NHL game. I don't even know if blown coverage is the right word. I just don't understand how he gets to that point of the ice and no one moves on to him. Like, he had time to dust that thing off before unloading it.
That's 97's man.
Well, yeah, I mean,
because Bouchard's up top, Ekholm's down low.
But that's
board.
Also Ekholm's side of the ice. Yeah, so like Ekholm being over there, I think really threw everything for a loop. But the Oilers were down 1-0 very early on in that hockey game. Our scoring summary today is brought to you by our friends at Service Credit Union. It's home of the Service Big Share contest, and it's your chance to get your hands on a nice, cool $1 million grand prize. How can you do that? Just by saving money. You can even transfer your existing savings to Service for a chance to win $1 million. The Service Big Share contest, back and better than ever. Contest ends April 30th, 2024. Skill test required. For rules, visit service.ca/win. JJ Paterka on the board early. Victor Olofsson makes it 2-0. Also, Bowen Byram picked up an assist on that goal. We haven't talked about it a lot on this show. Bowen Byram is fitting in beautifully with that Sabres team. You look at that blue line, Dahlin, Power, Byram, Samuelson, once he's healthy and back at it. They got the makings of something there in Buffalo, and their playoff hopes basically died last night in the third period. But like, that's still a good young group there.
Give them a few years, that blue line is going to be stellar. Absolutely.
Yep. I think they're already well on their way to being stellar, if I'm being completely honest.
They don't like, I mean,
Owen Power is the one for me that needs to develop more.
Yeah, I mean, only in his second year in the league or whatever, right? He'll get there. But it, for lack of a better phrase, if they didn't shit their pants the first 2 months of the season, like, they're probably in a playoff spot if they just aren't terrible for the start. They've been playing some really good hockey as of late, which is why I give the Oilers full marks for the comeback victory. And it got going, and I will flex a little here. Oilers down 2-0. Sitting at the game last night with Carey and his wife, our two auction winners for the Robin Brownlee Memorial Auction. Jay was there as well. They're down 2-0. Jay and I are kind of, we're floating out the idea of a live bet. We're checking the odds every whistle, being like, when do you jump on this thing? When do you go? As soon as I saw that ref's arm shoot up, boom, Betway, boom, $50, money line, quick live bet. And Leon Draisaitl made me feel like a very smart human. He hammers home his 35th goal on the season. Draisaitl trying to push for a 40 goal campaign here. And we'll get a look at it here on the replay. I see, this is what's going to make the Oilers power play dangerous down the stretch, is moving pieces around, not being predictable. This wasn't one of those power plays, Sean, where they were just trying to funnel it to Draisaitl in his office for 90 straight seconds and it not working.
That's a new play. Like, they are relatively new. I haven't seen them do that. Draisaitl in the slot there. Yeah, absolutely. It was a good move. Worked out.
Yeah, it really worked out there.
I felt the last time they played the Sabres that it was weird. That was like during their power play struggles, and they went 0-for-3 that game. The Sabres took away all their cross seam passes. They knew it was going to Draisaitl. So to see them change it up on the power play this in the first period, it was a good sign.
And again, like, the Oilers finding a way to keep their power play hot is going to be something that can honestly fuel them for an entire playoff series. But what you're going to have to do, and I like the point that you brought up, they clearly made adjustments from last time they played Buffalo. Over a 7-game series, if you're just running the same thing out there every power play, it's not going to work for 7 games. So you need to find ways to adjust. And again, the Oilers power play is at its most dangerous when it's unpredictable, because when you start throwing unpredictable looks, and I will stand by this, the other team kind of almost forgets about your usual tricks. And then all of a sudden, your usual tricks start working. And that's where we start to see the Oilers power play really heat up. In the second period of this one, it took all of 4.5 minutes for them to tie up the game. And it was the first of two beauties from the Viking himself. Mattias Ekholm opts to keep. And I mean, listen, this is a beautiful goal when you get like a real in tight angle and you kind of see how he flips his stick there. That's a highly skilled play from Ekholm.
The timing on that toe drag is impeccable. Snipe right there. Beauty.
Yeah. UPL really didn't have much of a chance on it. I don't even think Bowen Byram had much of a chance of doing anything. Like, he played it well. Ekholm, just as you said, Sean, timed it up really, really nicely. That ties up the game. And then JJ Paterka made the Oilers, or put the Sabres back out in front, his 23rd of the year for the German product. So he had himself a good game. And then with under a minute to go in the second period, the Oilers did manage to climb up back to even. Zach Hyman with his first of two on the night. Zach Hyman, anytime goal scorer, Oilers money line, Betway game day betting challenge. Let's go. But a nice deflection here off of a shot from Mattias Ekholm as well. So Hyman, Ekholm, both absolute beasts in this hockey game. That was a massive goal under a minute left, just to go into the break not feeling like you're not feeling like you're going to be chasing the game in the third. I feel like this one really put the Oilers, considering how good of a third period team they are, it put them back in the driver's seat, AB.
I was pretty confident that was a high stick in real time.
Me too.
I really thought it was. And then the fact that it was allowed, I mean, I think we got the bounce. Zach Hyman, shout out, not disallowed. Hey, you got to be lucky to be good. You got to be good to be lucky.
And then the offensive explosion came in the third period. Darnell Nurse, Matthias Ekholm, Zach Hyman, Ryan McLeod, and who else but Connor Brown fires home his second of the year. He actually picked up 2 points in the final 3 minutes and 2 seconds of that hockey game. He assisted on the McLeod goal. He fires home an empty net one-timer. I mean, you brought it up, AB. Maybe if he doesn't get that bounce against Washington, he still finds a way to miss this one.
I guarantee you if he didn't score recently, that puck would have hopped over his stick, or he might have possibly shot that over the glass. We've all seen it with CB this season.
Yeah,
but not now. Once you go through the floodgates, they're open, and he looks good, and I don't want him to get taken out of the lineup for Derek Ryan ever again. I was not in support of that in the last game. Connor Brown brings you some energy, but I said last night, Connor Brown goal assisted by Cody Ceci and Sam Carrick was a line I never thought I'd speak on these shows.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you know you're really humming in a hockey game, when it's those three guys of all people making an impact. Sam Carrick assist. What have you thought about him early days as an Oiler?
I really liked him. We were talking about it earlier. He's kind of like a meat and potatoes kind of guy. Fourth line, wins faceoffs, fights. What more can you really ask out of your fourth line guy?
Yeah, and I know the analytics are like, oh, well, he stinks. Okay, you're asking him for at 5-on-5, 6 minutes a game. Like, at max, Sam Carrick is playing 12 shifts in a hockey game, and a bunch of them are going to be on the penalty kill. As long as he's making a positive impact on the PK, as long as he's forechecking hard, being a bit of a pain in the ass to the other team, I think that's a totally fine piece to have as your fourth line center. And I do kind of like the idea of him and Connor Brown being a bit of a duo on that fourth line. Janmark is, I mean, whatever. I think you kind of all know how I feel about Matthias Janmark, but I think that could be a fourth line that, again, they move well. They have a guy there with offensive instinct. Sam Carrick's got 9 goals on the year as well. Like, that line can help you. It's not a detriment to play those three together.
Absolutely. And one thing that I wrote an article last week, one thing that really stood out in his days in Anaheim was they start him in games to create energy. That's going to be huge in the playoffs if they do that.
The other thing the Oilers have been doing with him, like, again, we've talked for years, they always need a right shot centerman at the deadline, and they've been throwing him out there. I don't think they had to do it against Buffalo, but a couple games ago, it was McDavid, Draisaitl, and if the faceoff was on the right-hand side, O-zone or D-zone, Sam Carrick was out there taking it. So they see a ton of value in that right shot center. All right, let's get to, as we wrap up our scoring summary, there's one goal we kind of glossed over, and it's because I'm saving it for the Douglas Mattress moment of the game. Order yours today at douglas.ca/OilersNation. I had a very good time last night with our auction winners. I still slept like an absolute baby on my Douglas mattress. And for a limited time, every mattress order comes with a free comfort sleep bundle, 2 memory foam pillows with the pillow protectors, of course, 1 luxurious cotton sheet set, and 1 mattress protector free with every mattress order. Support a locally owned and operated Edmonton company. And because it's locally owned and operated and their mattresses are handcrafted in Canada, you get the highest quality materials and the highest quality sleep. Order today at douglas.ca/OilersNation. That second Matthias Ekholm goal was an absolute effing beauty. Every part of it was poetry, and we'll get it to reset here. Connor McDavid makes a jump. He's got a full head of steam. And again, because he attacks with so much speed, both D-men are almost scared of getting burnt by McDavid. And watch how quickly they both just slide right back. No one pays any attention to Draisaitl. That gives him time to flip just a nasty little no-look backhand pass. And I mean, one Saber probably could have back-checked a little bit and prevented this. I don't even care. That is an absolute rocket by Matthias Ekholm. And again, he's 13 months into his Edmonton Oilers career. The impact this guy's made basically from day one is incredible. It's hard to imagine. And a lot of people, I mean, there are a lot of Ken Holland detractors out there. It's hard to imagine what this team looks like if he doesn't make that Matthias Ekholm trade.
That's going to go down as probably one of his best, if not the best trade that he made. He's solidified that blue line. For a big guy, he's got nice hands too, right? So absolutely.
Yeah. I feel like Matthias Ekholm's getting faster in the last 2 weeks. I'm starting to see his boots actually moving. But this goal, it's the epitome of the best of Connor McDavid going, wah, over that guy, Chris Berman style. Leon Draisaitl, best backhand passer in the league. Also, no look. And then you have your Vikings step into this thing and absolutely crush it. Ty, you missed pre-gaming yesterday, so we were talking about Matthias Ekholm and the impact that he's had on this team. Mm-hmm. And I know that plus minus is a whatever stat, but he leads the league in plus minus at plus 60, but he doesn't play on the power play.
Yep.
So those numbers are all coming 5-on-5 with hard-earned 5-on-5 play. Matthias Ekholm's better than advertised, and I feel like he's heating up right now. Am I off on that? His last two games, he's been the best player on the ice.
Yeah, he's been playing really good hockey as of late. And just for me, the big thing with Ekholm is how him and Evan Bouchard just continue to complement each other. And now that Ekholm's starting to move and really feel himself, you need a legitimate top pairing if you want to win the Stanley Cup. The Oilers, no matter how you want to look at it, that is a legitimate top pairing. That's a high-end defensive piece in Ekholm. That is a puck-moving, high-end offensive piece in Evan Bouchard. Like, it is a near-perfect top pairing.
And I like how you said near, because Bouchard will make mistakes, but for every mistake, he's making pretty sweet plays to back it up. Yeah. So, you know, there's ups and downs with that.
I knew I liked you, Panger. I knew I liked you. I liked you. I also thought last night Bouchard had a good defensive game as well. Brett brought it up on the post game. I thought Bouch and Ekholm, they are looking like that number one duo.
Yeah, they've been looking great. Last night was a great example of that. Alex is in and says Bouchard and Ekholm is a balancing act. And I think that's actually a decent way to put it. There you are. Douglas Mattress, moment of the game. Matthias Ekholm finishing off an absolute beauty of a passing play. Order yours today at douglas.ca/OilersNation. We got a couple of minutes here until our pal Frank Saravalli is going to swing by. So let's spend some time over in the Charm Diamond Center's YouTube chat. Find out more information about how you can take advantage of their Charm Masterpiece program. Get a custom ring built and delivered in less than 4 weeks with an unbeatable pricing policy. Head to charmdiamondcenters.com. Charm Diamonds, home of the propose. People keep yelling at me saying I'm a closeted Buffalo fan. Tyler lives for all things Buffalo sports team. It's Ernie Clement's birthday today. He's the Blue Jays resident Bills fan. Ernie Clement, standout for the Buffalo Bisons last year. Listen, I talked to my Buffalo Bisons people and they're high on Ernie Clement. He then calls me the Ernie Clement of Oilers Nation, which if you've watched him this spring, that's a compliment, damn it. Calvin Pickard, Liam has lost his English charm. Yeah, if you're joining us late and you're like, whoa, who's the new guy on the couch? Panger, Sean Pang from OilersNation.com, one of our new writers joining us. And one of the new pieces you have is about Calvin Pickard becoming a little bit of an unsung hero for this team. And listen, there are a lot of people who leading up to the deadline, they got to get a goal. You can't trust Calvin Pickard. Any dude capable of having a 919 save percentage through 15 games is fine by me.
Absolutely. Kind of. And the title was he was overlooked. He's overlooked. He came in. There was a lot of pressure of, hey, we're looking to upgrade the net. And he's just really come in and just been reliable.
Yeah. He's been really, really good. And you had a piece in there about Chris Knobloch talking about how important the confidence is, not just in Pickard, but the fact that now the guys in front of him are confident as well.
Absolutely. And if you have confidence in your goaltender, you're going to play well too, right? Yeah. So it kind of transcends that as well.
Yeah. All right, let's keep going on the YouTube chat. Scotty91 is in and says, Stetcher is a stud, will only look better the more comfortable he gets. We know Vinny Desharnais is healthy. Vinny wants to be in the lineup. Kind of a bit of like a coach's decision, being extra cautious with the injury. And they wanted to see what Troy Stetcher could do. They wanted him to get going a little bit. Last night, the first game against Washington was not good. He hadn't played in a while, took a couple of bad penalties, screened Skinner on the first goal, wasn't pretty. Second game, I thought he got better. Last night, I'm watching him going, oh, I'm starting to see why someone like a David Quadrelli, who was on our show, said Stetcher's going to be a regular. He might be becoming a regular on this blue line.
The one thing that I like about him is his breakout passes. Yeah. And they're not just on the tape, but he's putting them on the forwards tape in good positions for them to kind of essentially break out.
Yeah, there was the one goal yesterday. He made a great pass over to Darnell Nurse, just absolutely zipped it.
Okay, let me bounce this off you then, what we were talking about last night, because I'm curious if people in the chat kind of agree. I said that I believe some of the things Troy Stetcher does, and I love it. I love it. But he's incredibly chaotic. He's going 100 miles a minute all the time. I said, he's no Nail Yakupov getting chased by bees. But I did at one point say, I think he's like the little man syndrome guy out there that he's got to make up for it with everything else. And I love it. He is an effort, but I want to bring up this goal, this Darnell Nurse goal, where you'll see it right here. Stetcher makes a play along the boards here and he rushes this pass. There is no one within 5 feet of him as he does that. Hey, it's tape to tape. It's right onto Darnell's stick and Darnell makes a great move. But this is Troy Stetcher, I think, going so hard all the time. Tape to tape. It's a beautiful play. It's a beautiful highlight. I've liked what I've seen from. Let me know in the chat if you guys agree with that kind of. It's a little erratic sometimes.
I think that's fair. Again, with someone like Darnell Nurse, I'd probably like a more stabilizing force there because Nurse is someone who likes to jump up in the rush and get involved.
That's why
and
I like the Vinny pairing.
There was a shift yesterday in the second period that stood out to me, or a play in the second period where I think it was Darnell Nurse loaded up a pass. One of them made a stretch pass to the other one. Like the other one was almost up at the far blue line. And then the Oilers forward lines changed. Yeah. And there was a moment where the first two forecheckers were just Nurse and Stetcher. And I was like, I don't know if I love that necessarily, which again.
And he went for a toe drag and lost it. But yeah, I know the player you're talking about.
There was a moment as well with their breakouts. Nurse is behind the net. Yeah, and Stetch goes to like the center faceoff dot, turns his back. So he's facing Darnell. And I get he's probably trying to go for a tip in. But it was just so strange to see the other D-man just straight up take up off the ice and be like, whoa. Come back for a minute. Come back. But I laughed at who just said this, Connor Brown. Effort is greater than talent and Stetcher is greater than CeCe. So I don't know. CeCe took some, he took some lashings last night.
I know. In the chat. Yeah. Listen, I would make the swap. I would run one of these two games on the weekend. I'd give Cody CeCe the night off. I'd have no problem doing that. I just have a hard time believing that they're actually going to do it and sit Cody CeCe. I don't know.
I know what you're saying. I think in the perfect scenario, I we talked earlier in the year, there is talk about accountability. And when CeCe makes mistakes, I think Stetcher affords them to, hey, you need to take a night off, take a night off. But moving forward, I don't think it's going to be a long-term solution for sure.
And again, the Vinny injury aside, and if it was the playoffs, he plays through that thing. He doesn't miss a game, but we've made this point, feels like 100 times. The Oilers blue line for the last two seasons has been insanely healthy. Yeah. They haven't suffered a major injury on their blue line. Yeah, you cross your fingers, you knock on wood, you do all that stuff. But like having a guy who is your seven or having, like we're having right now, a tough decision and a tough debate about who comes out of the lineup, that is a good problem to have. I'd rather be doing that than be sitting here being like, oh boy, we might have to use Phil Kemp in a playoff game. Like, right? It's a good debate to have. All right, let's continue along here.
Everybody's on the Stetch over CeCe train right now.
Yeah, Riley, CeCe has looked slow. Yes, Christopher Palmer says Stetcher is a positive player, therefore he ain't a defensive liability. That's what I want in our D-man. Yeah, and I agree. I would, again, I'm not disagreeing with anyone in the chat saying keep Stetcher in for CeCe, and CeCe looks slow. Hey, maybe if you give him a night off and he ends up having 4 or 5 days without a game, maybe he gets some of his legs back before the playoffs. But I do think Chris Knobloch has options on the blue line. And that is not something. It's a good thing, man. It's not something they've always had. Quickly, before we eventually welcome in our pal Frank Saravalli to the program, I want to tell everybody about the Robin Brownlee Memorial Auction. It is closing in 4.5 hours. And today, what is up for grabs? It is the Oilers Nation Everyday Experience. Head to nationgear.ca now. If you want to bid, you get to come down to the office, hang out with myself, Liam, Aaron, Jay. You're going to get to sit on the couch, do the entire show with us. Then afterwards, we go down to Dog Patch. We get you a nice lunch. This is your first time being down at the office, Sean.
He's getting the ON experience right now.
Super nice.
You're getting this for free. Other people, they had to bid $625 to get in on this, but 4.5 hours left. It's all going to a great cause as we support Robin Brownlee's family. So head to nationgear.ca if you want to get in on the auction. Let's go out to the Star Mechanical guest line. Star Mechanical, Edmonton's number one plumbing and heating company. Trust your local Star, residential, commercial. They can do it all. Head to starmechanical.ca to find out more. And hey, if you need 24/7 emergency service this weekend, they got you covered at Star Mechanical. When we need 24/7 insider knowledge, we bring in Frank Saravalli from Daily Faceoff. Mr. Saravalli, we'll talk about hockey. How's your March Madness bracket looking?
I actually didn't fill out a bracket this year, and I feel pretty good about it. No FOMO on my part. I mentioned to you on our Daily Faceoff live show that I'm in this squares pool where exactly like Super Bowl, except the same pool stays up for every single game. So I was crossing off the first 16 games yesterday, 16 different winners out of 100 squares. Like, you're in everything, and it's quite enjoyable.
So it's squares based on the final score of every single game?
Correct.
Okay.
And yes, each round, the payouts ratchet up. So for these first round games is $100. Next round starting tomorrow, $200. And once you get toward the final four, it's like $2,000 a square. And then the championship game is $4,000 a square. And it's like, it's all the action I needed. So I'm excited.
Yeah, that is good action to have.
About a square pool when it comes to basketball is every number works. Like, even odd, like, football is hard just based on the scores. Basketball is insane. Everything's in play.
Yeah, that's a good point. And everything could change as they start fouling with a minute left, right? Like, every bucket can change it up. I want to talk about the Oilers, and I know we're a couple days removed from the GM meetings, but the Arizona Coyotes stuff, there's people in the chat wondering about this. I know we hit on it on Daily Faceoff Live. You and Gregor did an in-depth talk on the DFO rundown. But can you give us, like, the Coles Notes explanation of what's going on with the Coyotes right now and maybe, like, what the next month could hold?
Yeah, there's a lot happening there. And I'm sure you're curious as well. You could be seeing one of the last games ever played at Mullet Arena, the Oilers' penultimate game of the season. The best way to explain it is the NHL had an incredible opportunity this week to say definitively that the Coyotes would be back at Mullet next season. And the fact that they didn't do that really leaves up for interpretation and speculation, a lot of which has been going on behind the scenes, that since the NHL did say this week that the June auction date in which the Coyotes are trying to win land to build their arena, it would be too late at that point to pivot and relocate the team for next season. So if that's the case, then what else is happening? And a lot of people believe the NHL is investigating their options and examining their opportunities to potentially take control back of the Coyotes franchise. And then in exchange for a significant relocation fee, send the team to Salt Lake City for next year. What they're weighing is, what are the legalities involved in that? Is it worth the fight? How much of a combatant will Alex Mariuolo, the Coyotes owner, be? And then on the other end of it, what happens with the Arizona market that's left in its wake? And a lot of people believe that as part of whatever deal the NHL might make, if they decide to go down this path, would be some sort of opportunity.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
For Arizona to be an expansion market within the next number of years, potentially 5 years. So that's part of the thought process. There's so much going on. The league obviously isn't going to fuel any speculation, but sources indicate that's what they believe is going on.
Interesting. You're getting a lot of compliments on your style today, apparently. People saying you look good today, Frank. They like the hood.
I also thought that when I looked at him too.
Nice. I mean, most people just say I look fat. So anytime I get comments on my style, I'm thanks for that. You just really inflated my head.
Let's talk a little bit about the Oilers, Frank. They absolutely smoked the Buffalo Sabres last night. That's the nail in the coffin for the Sabres, right? They are deader than dead now. There's no hope.
I think the Sabres season was over in November. So yeah, yes.
Fair enough. But one of our shiny new toys is Troy Stetcher, picked up at the deadline for a fourth round pick. He's slid in and looked better every game he's played. And it's now leading to this conversation that has Troy Stetcher earned a spot in the lineup above a guy like Cody Ceci? Could you see a world where the Oilers have Cody Ceci as their seventh defenseman come night one of the playoffs?
I can't right now. I will agree that Stetcher has played pretty well. And by the way, great abs. If you saw that locker room shot, he's a well put together individual. That was impressive. I would say that he's one of those guys that for whatever reason in the NHL, Troy Stetcher kind of slips through the cracks. He doesn't get a lot of attention. He's mostly treated as a fringe player, both in contract and opportunity. Yet when he's given an opportunity, he more often than not takes advantage of it and plays pretty well. It's just that there's really no part, at least when I watch him, of his game that really gets you excited. It's just that he doesn't really also get in a lot of trouble, which is half the battle as a defenseman. Don't be any source of negative attention. I think Cody Ceci, at least in the Oilers' minds and eyes, is obviously a bit further up on the depth chart. And I think that they can get more out of Ceci. And frankly, I think Cody Ceci has shown that he's capable of more than how he's played.
Yeah. The photo that Frank was referencing for anyone who didn't see it is this bad boy. Sean, you are right, though. He looks like he's maybe 17 in that.
Did him dirty, put him next to Corey Perry and Ekholm. That's a tough look.
I mean, but like, is there any body fat on this guy? Like,
no, not at all.
Mix in a cheeseburger, please. Make us all feel better about ourselves.
He also, like in this picture, the full version one the Oilers posted, Ekholm's still wearing his skate. Yeah, so like, you couldn't, if I was Stetcher, I'd have been like, whoa, hop him off quickly. I don't want to look this ridiculous. Connor McDavid had about as quiet of a 4-point game.
By the way, just to add one thing, because this picture made me think of it. One of the big things that Ken Holland always talks about is he wants trees instead of shrubs. It's another reason why I think it would be really difficult for someone like Stetcher to supplant someone like Ceci in a lineup is the Oilers just aren't believers in undersized defensemen. And I think that part of the game really gets highlighted even more so when it comes to the playoffs. Those guys get abused and taken advantage of a lot when it comes to the postseason. And I just think that further increases the long shot that happens.
I think that's a good point too, but we were talking before you came on, just it's nice to be at a point with the Oilers blue line where there is a number seven that you feel like you can trust. And there is a conversation about, you know, can this number seven be impactful enough to supplant someone in the lineup? Like, it's not something they've really had in the last number of years.
No, you're right. And I'm laughing because if you talk to Ken Holland, he actually has like a meme on his phone that he'll pull out and show you. And he's like, see, this is what happens to shrubs in the playoffs. And it's like, it's a shrub getting destroyed by a lawnmower. And like, he has it like queued up and ready to go. It's actually really funny if you see it. But to have that kind of insurance to answer your question, I think, or statement is, I think it's really important. Like, you never know how the postseason is going to play out. If you're playing deep into May and into June, at some point or another, you would think that just by law of averages, you're going to need to press one of those players into action. And the Oilers have been, knock on wood, really for the most part, pretty healthy. I think if you look at where they stack up in terms of games missed by their top four defensemen, they're right toward the top of the league. And you hope that that continues, but you can never guarantee it.
We were talking about the Matthias Ekholm trade. He obviously had a big game last night, scoring a couple of goals. A lot of this fan base gets on Ken Holland. I totally understand he has his detractors here in Edmonton, and he's made his fair share of quote unquote bad moves. But that Matthias Ekholm trade, trying to envision what this blue line looks like if Ken Holland doesn't pull the trigger on that, is honestly frightening from an Oilers perspective. Like, that was, it will probably go down as his best trade. Hyman might end up being his best pure addition just because it was basically, you know, free in playoffs, nothing, or free in free agency, nothing but the cap space. But that Ekholm trade, Frank, 13 months looking back, it's such a massive victory for the Oilers.
It is, and it paid immediate dividends. It was one of those things that it almost felt like he clicked from the first night he stepped into the lineup. The Hyman acquisition might go down as the best free agent signing of all time. Like, it's going to be up there with Zdeno Chara and Artemi Panarin and some others, especially relative to value on the cap. It's significant. With Ekholm, I think what's really interesting, you can always play the game of what if, and it's interesting to look back and think back that I think there was some real disagreement in the Oilers front office as to what the right decision was in the moment. They were really close, instead of Ekholm, to pulling the trigger on Jacob Chychrun. And depending on who you talk to, you know, just before going to Ekholm, like, they were pretty deep in discussions on Chychrun, and many thought that he was heading Edmonton's way. How different would things have been? Speaking to the, not to say, you know, Jacob Chychrun has some size, but speaking to the way Ekholm plays, it kind of lends itself more to the trees and shrubs argument that I was just making or having fun with. And I think it's purely a stylist. Like, they're two totally different defensemen, good at different facets of the game. I think there was probably more risk on trying to bring in someone like Ekholm, just because you don't know what the last year of that deal looks like. And Chychrun was at a lower cap hit. They would have had to have made a decision, you know, at some point relatively soon on what would happen with Chychrun next. But it'd be a fascinating thing to kind of think about, how, you know, what if instead of the way Ekholm plays, you had a little bit more mobility on the back end. It just, it becomes a really fun, you know, game to play in late March when the Oilers don't have a lot else going on.
Yep, that is also a good point, because we're coming down the stretch here, and, you know, the Oilers are still playing for seeding. Obviously, they have a chance to catch the Vancouver Canucks, although the Canucks now 6-2-2 in their last 10 are making that a difficult gap to close, Frank. When you look at the standings, Nashville's now kind of firmly put themselves in that top wildcard spot. I want to talk about Vegas a bit. There's just that general sense that, hey, they'll flip the switch right away. Like, don't worry. But it's been a pretty long run here of them playing subpar hockey. Are there concerns about the Vegas Golden Knights, like, maybe not being able to flip that switch?
Not with me. And by the way, the one thing that jumps out when you look at these standings, and I know the Oilers have three games in hand, but they're only 2 points up on the Preds. Obviously, they can't, they're different division and can't be caught, but it's really interesting to look at a tale of two seasons, really. I mean, the Oilers had such a tough start and they rebounded from it. The Preds were kind of the definition of mid for a really long time before a 16 game point streak, and both seasons have been changed by dramatic streaks and runs that they've been on. With the Golden Knights, for me, I mean, look, at some point here in the near future, they're going to be assimilating Tomas Hertl. And then you ask the question about Mark Stone. And I know Aiden Hill has been up and down, but I think back to the way he started this season, and obviously we know the level that he can get to. What's been surprising to me about Vegas's year is that a team that has never really had any question marks, especially under Bruce Cassidy, about the way that they play with their structure. And also, more than that, their compete, their back pressure is so legendary. when you miss some of those facets of the game that are not dependent on talent, that's the one real question mark that I have, because they've had that down pat. Like, it's never been something that you've even thought about, let alone questioned. And Bruce Cassidy has sort of been forced to ask those questions publicly about his team and the commitment level. I could see why people would look at the Golden Knights and say December 1st, 24th in the league in points percentage since then, that this team, you know, they're not a true threat to win. But I can't, in good conscience, think in any direction that you work your ass off all season long to be the number one seed, and congratulations, your treat is the defending champs in the first round. Like, I wouldn't want to be facing Vegas in the first round.
I still, if I had to power rank who I'd like to see the Oilers face in round one, Vegas is still, out of the three that are the realistic options right now, Vegas is still the one I don't want. Nashville's now probably two, and LA just because of goaltending. LA, I think, is three in my order.
Yeah, and look, the Kings have really turned it around the last couple of weeks as well. There's something missing in LA. Like, there's a cohesive factor to me that they seem disjointed. And then you mentioned the goaltending, that I think you could make the argument that the two teams in second place, whether it's the Pacific or the Metro, they're in the prime positions when it comes to the playoff seeding, that it's not the first seed that you want. Maybe if you're Winnipeg, you want to try and avoid facing either Colorado or Dallas in round one. But in terms of feeling really good about a matchup, I mean, Edmonton, there's also a familiarity of having gone there the last two round ones, even though there have been some questionable and shaky moments, beating that team in the first round to then sort of use that as your launching pad. Carolina, second in the Metro, probably facing the Flyers, you know, the eighth seed, whoever gets the eighth seed is going to be in a great position, but facing the Flyers is probably the best of what you could hope for, to start off your playoff journey.
Well, like, it's so funny in the Metro, whoever comes second, like you said, Canes could get the Flyers, and then the team that wins, it's similar. Congratulations. Here's the Tampa Bay Lightning in round one. And it's like, are you shitting me? Why can't we have the Flyers?
Yeah. I mean, that's the reward for the Rangers, who have set a franchise record for most days spent in first place in a season. That could be it. You get Vasilevsky, Hedman, Point, Stamkos, and Kucherov, who might win the Hart Trophy in round one. Like, that's no cupcake.
Yeah. I know we've kept you for a while here, but the last one I wanted to hit on, because it was a conversation we had on DFO Live earlier in the week about the Jack Adams. And it's like, it's probably Rick Tocchet's award to lose at this point. But you mentioned the December 1 date and the Vegas Golden Knights and how they're 20, whatever in the league they are.
24.
The Oilers since then have a 767 points percentage. Second in the entire NHL is only 713. That gap is insane. Does Chris Knobloch deserve more love in the Jack Adams race?
He does for me. And I had brought it up and you said, well, maybe some of the detractors would think, oh, well, this Edmonton team was going to sort it out no matter who was the head coach. Maybe, but also no guarantee. People were saying all season long that the Devils are going to rebound and be a playoff team too. They waited too long to fire their coach. They should have done it a lot earlier. And they waited too long to change out their goaltending. You know, I think in this league, time and time again, it shows that fortune favors the bold. And most people would take a step back and look at Ken Holland's tenure and say, hasn't been that bold. But firing Jay Woodcroft at that juncture of the season with what everyone recognized as a really good roster, that was a difficult call at the time. And I bet you, as much as the Oilers have as successful as they've been, I bet you Jay Woodcroft is sitting there somewhere going, this is bullshit. This could have been me. I would have some serious bitterness if I were watching this. I think a lot of people would. And I don't think anyone thinks that he's a bad coach. But to think that Chris Knobloch didn't change this Oilers season, I think would be selling him short. And frankly, it would also be selling Paul Coffey short, because that to me, that's really what they had a strong engine, but this coaching change to me was the jet fuel to take off, because the efficiency that they've shown in their own end, getting pucks out of their own end and up into the hands of the forwards has been so much cleaner. Their neutral zone and transition play under Knobloch has been significantly improved. And that all has bred and led to an era of confidence and good feelings for a lot of these guys that you see it, even for the best player in the world, his confidence was shaken at one point this year. And that doesn't take that long to get it back, but the runs that this team has gone on, if I were filling out a Jack Adams award ballot, which I don't, I would have Tocchet one and I would have Chris Knobloch two, with all due respect to John Tortorella and the job that he's done with a rebuilding Flyers team, squeezing every drop out of them. I still think what Knobloch has done in Edmonton has been incredibly impressive.
That's a great spot to wrap it up. This weekend is a sweet spot for you. Hey, post deadline, post kids minor hockey, but pre kids minor baseball, you're living.
Yep. I am a few hours away from cracking open a bottle of red and get into that hashtag red wine lifestyle, as Bagged Milk would say.
I love it. Have a good weekend. Thanks, Frank.
See you guys.
There you go. Frank Cervalli on the Star Mechanical guest line, starmechanical.ca, to find out more info. Chris Knobloch, Jack Adams finalist. Feels like that's a legit thing.
I think so. He's done a superb job coming in. And Cervalli made a good point. I mean, imagine, you know, how Jay Woodcroft feels, but, you know, Knobloch has
it. I hold a grudge better than anyone. I would be so pissed.
I'd be so mad. I'd be sitting there watching every good game Stuart Skinner plays, just like shaking my head, being like, really? You were an 875 goalie when I was the coach this year? And now you're like one of the best.
I got picks. I'd resent Campbell. I feel for him. But when he talked about the Jack Adams, Tocchet, I think, is a lock. Tortorella, Nobby, who else? What other names?
I think what Rick Bowness has done in Winnipeg has been really good this year. That's a team that, again, was kind of supposed to be like a playoff hunt team, not a Western Conference title hunt team. So I think Bowness is interesting. I think Andrew Brunette in Nashville is interesting just because he's finally gotten that team scoring at a decent clip.
Yeah, but he won't win.
No, he won't win. Yeah, no. Yeah. I think Tocchet's going to win.
Yeah, Tocchet. And if I went to the East.
People keep yelling at us.
Florida?
Yeah, Paul Maurice was up there in the odds. To me, it's like, you know, they made the Stanley Cup final last year. The Jack Adams is such a narrative driven thing. Like, no one actually sits there and is like, oh, this coach did this system and is like actually a good coach. It's like, what team surprised us the most? All right. Rick Tocchet and the Canucks. Okay, let's keep moving on. Everyone in the chat is saying, Tyler, address Christopher Palmer's question. I didn't see it. So send it again, Chris. And then I'm not ducking questions. Boxed wine is drunk bagged milk. That's a great point from Eric Richards as well. I like that. Okay, let's keep moving along and get to Sounds of the Oil. It is brought to you by Snow Valley, the Snow Valley Aerial Park, and the Rainbow Valley Campground. Have you ever done the Snow Valley Aerial Park, Sean?
I have skied Snow Valley, but not the Aerial Park. Is it good?
Oh, it is a lot of fun. Right in the heart of Edmonton, it is family fun all summer long. It's opening up on May 31st, and the Rainbow Valley Campground online bookings are coming soon. So check them out, rainbow-valley.com. Big couple of games this weekend for the Edmonton Oilers. Back-to-back set out in Ontario. For Zach Hyman, it is a homecoming of sorts back in Toronto. He's now up to 48 goals on the season. He has a chance to score 50 in Toronto. And he was asked about it yesterday. And his answer was paused and said, it would be special. I'm not focused on it. I'm sure I'll be asked about it a lot tomorrow and on Saturday. To have a look at it now, it's kind of cool to go into a game and have an opportunity to do that. But really, I just want to win there. I don't think I've won there since I've been here. So it'd be great to go in there and to win. So Hyman obviously focused on the 2 points, but the 2 goals that would push him to 50. I mean, Frank and I have these had a conversation in the offseason about how, like, GMs, executives around the league, they look at a player, and if a forward can get you 1 point for every 100K. So if you're paying a guy 6 mil, he's got to get you at least 60 points. Paying him 4 mil, he's got to get you at least 40 points. For Zach Hyman to be almost at 100K per goal, never mind a point, is unbelievable.
It's pretty incredible. And honestly, if I wrote in an article last week, if he reaches his 50th against the Maple Leafs, he might crash Twitter for a bit.
Oh, absolutely. Editor and Leaf's going to have to go crawl into a hole. And I mean, credit to Editor and Leaf. It's a terrible take. He's finally gotten around to maybe joking about it a bit. But there's our sounds of the oil for Snow Valley Aerial Park and the Rainbow Valley Campground. Zach Hyman, a chance to pop home his 50th of the year. He's going to do it. It's just a matter of what game he does it on. And I mean, he's a multi-goal machine. He had the hat trick a couple nights ago, 2 goals last night. Unbelievable.
I'm calling it 3 minutes, 45 seconds left in the second period. That's when he gets it.
Against Toronto?
Yeah, against Toronto.
If you so specific.
If you get fired up. Oh, if you get that right, we have to fire Liam.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay, I think I got what the question is, according to Nudes Lover.
Jay and Gavin are looking into hotel options for a Playoff Nation vacation. Here's what I'll say about the idea of a Playoff Nation vacation. I know Jay talked about it a little bit yesterday when he was on the show. The quicker we can get to locking in the matchup, the easier it gets. If it's Oilers LA and it's locked in.
He asked another question too.
With 3 games to go in the regular season, it gets very easy to do that. That was not, I can answer this one. We have $1.5 million in cap space. Can we use that to help pay the Connor Brown bonus? So it's $1.5 million in like deadline cap space or whatever. And I'm sure someone will correct me if I'm wrong, but I think what you need to look at is their projected cap space on Cap Friendly or Puckpedia. And that's at about 225,000. So I think they have enough there in the 225 to cover what'll be Corey Perry's bonuses. But that 1.2 or that 1.5 million number doesn't help you. You need to look at the projected cap space, not current cap space, if that makes any sense. So they got enough to cover Perry's bonus, which is nice, but they won't have enough to really eat into any of Connor Brown's bonus. Continuing along with the show, let's talk a little bit about our Betway game day bets from yesterday. Do you have the board from yesterday, or am I putting you on the spot?
Second, give me one.
Because I forget what Liam picked in our Betway game day betting challenge. I know Jay missed because he took the under and an Oilers win in that one.
That's Boardsy Bankroll.
You're just selecting.
I didn't mean to, but now that we are here, what a coincidence.
And all those plus money too. You're living
cash,
good.
Cash. Boardsy's Bankroll was red hot. And I got to say, I've got 3 in a row now and like, twice in the last maybe 6 games, something like that. I didn't mean to do that, but now it does look like I meant to do that. So I'm going to take that. I had a good time, but here, give me a moment to find that.
All right. And while you're doing that, I'll give a shout out to our friends at Betway. I'm telling you to do 1,000 things at once there, but if you flash up the QR code, scan this bad boy with Betway, you can get a free bet up to $200. If your first bet loses, create a new account by scanning the QR code on your screen and redeem your bonus. Place a bet with no minimum amount required. And if the bet loses, you will get a refund up to $200. You can then use that money to bet on your favorite sports. Maybe a little March Madness. Your bet doesn't hit. Boom. You got a free bet. Or a bonus bet, I should say, for the game on Saturday out in Toronto. This offer only available outside of Ontario. Betway 19 plus. Please play responsibly. What was yesterday's Betway game day betting challenge? Oh, Kane didn't score either. Oh, don't look now. I'm up a unit and a half, so I'm down to like 4.6.
Jay was so confident in the under.
Jay, 3.75 units in the hole once we do the math. It sucks that there's no challenge for the next 2 games because it's weekends and you'll just get pre-gaming with Aaron both those days.
Mine are probably better locks anyways.
Yeah, right? Hey, but I'm heating up. I've hit like 2 or 3 in a row. Shout out to our friends over at Betway. Let's get to the menu for DoorDash. 25% off, 0 delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more. Simply download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. New episode of Oilers Nation Radio going to drop in about 2-3 hours here. And then, of course, on the weekend, back-to-back pre-games and post-games. AB and I live tomorrow at 4 for pre-gaming with Boardsy. And then we'll be live at 3 on Sunday because that's a 4 o'clock start against the Sens.
That's such a weird start. Such a weird time.
Yeah, it's a very Sunday thing for the NHL to do. Anyways, those will be the 2 pregames. Who's on postgame with you this weekend?
Saturday is Brett again with me. So we can go with that. You're getting a lot of Brett and Boardsy. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday, bagged milk. Talk about red wine lifestyle on a Sunday. I think we'll both dip into a glass or two.
Why not?
And it is postgaming.
Got any new articles coming out? Anything in the hopper? Anything you're fired up to write about?
Yeah, once Hyman scores that 50th thing against Toronto, I'll have something going.
It'll just be this clip of you being like, this is exactly the moment it's going to happen.
What do we do if he scores in that moment?
I don't know.
I can't even picture that actually happening. That's been so sick.
Yeah, it'd be unreal. Back-to-back games for the Oilers this weekend. One of them would be the, quote, game in hand they have with the Vancouver Canucks. I think we're good. Hey, AB, we checked everything off our list. Liam wasn't here to keep us organized before the show, so we were kind of flying by the seat of our pants. Sean Pang, thank you for doing this, man.
Thank you, guys. And for next time, I will work on my British accent. So thank you very much.
We'll get that worked out. If you want to follow him on Twitter, at Sean, S-E-A-N, at Sean Pangs.
Can you say it one more time?
Like my last name, Panganiban. Panganiban.
Panganiban. Yeah. Sean Panganiban.
You guys can call me Pangs.
Panger.
Yeah, Panger.
That's a good hockey nickname. Panger.
Panger. Darren Panger.
A lot of fun having you on the show. Liam will be back on Monday, everybody. Have yourself a good weekend. We'll see you on pre-gaming, and we'll see you back here in the Sports Closet studio Monday at noon. See you then.
Thank you for watching Oilers Nation every day. Hit the subscribe button to never miss a show. And for more, visit OilersNation.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports-ad-free. That's amazon.com/sports-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.